Now, the war in Iraq overshadows much of what happens in Congress and elsewhere, and the latest news may not change that. The Pentagon has told 13,000 National Guard troops to get ready. They may go to Iraq sometime after October. The troops would come from Oklahoma, Indiana, and Ohio, and others would come from Arkansas, where nearly 3,000 National Guard soldiers are facing their second possible deployment to Iraq in less than 2 years. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Complaining about the new deployment alert was not the order of the day in Arkansas, at least amongst the Guard brass and some of the soldiers we talked with. Colonel Kendall Penn, commander of the 39th Combat Brigade Team, was asked about troop morale.
Well, obviously, I mean, everyone is going to be a little bit apprehensive about going back to Iraq, and I can't say that anybody necessarily would want to go back. However, this is a mission that the unit has trained for over the past 2 years. It is a mission that we are capable of doing.
Under new policy, the 39th second deployment would be limited to 12 months, according to Major General Bill Wofford, who is the Adjutant General of the Arkansas Guard. That would include training time in the states, so it's possible the soldiers could be in Iraq for less than a year. But he acknowledged that they could be extended, like what recently happened to the Minnesota National Guard.
That would be up to the Department of Defense and what's going on in theater at that time.
Immediately following a news conference in Little Rock, General Wofford jumped in a Black Hawk helicopter and flew north to Fayetteville. General Wofford is going there to say goodbye to some men because they'll be leaving soon for their first deployment to Iraq. Commanders gathered a group of them to talk with me, and to a man, they were gung-ho for the mission. Specialist John Martell.
I am looking forward to it. It's going to be a great opportunity for me. Right now, I don't have the GI Bill, so when I go, there's a secondary deployment GI Bill. When I get back, I'll be able to be a full-time student here at the U of A. So it's a good opportunity for me. It's something I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to be able to serve in this way.
Staff Sergeant William Davis, with 10 years of combined duty in the active Army and the National Guard.
My wife's due to have our sixth child July 4th. I'm going to be gone. This will be the first one that I've missed. But she's probably, I mean, it runs hot and cold with them. They know why we're here, and they know how much that we actually want to be part of this and do our job.
Davis says his Guard unit is very close, most of them from Fayetteville, some having served together for 30 years.
This is our extended family, and we're going to leave a family behind, but they also have an extended family.
Lieutenant Jeff Froud says there were more volunteers for this mission than he could take along.
I had a tougher time calling the soldiers who weren't able to go than calling the soldiers who were going.
Froud has just finished his Ph.D. in biochemistry at the University of Arkansas, and he's leaving behind a wife with a 15-day-old baby. So he's made some special preparations for his absence.
My wife and I bought a video camera, and I spent about 6 hours reading 10 to 15-minute children's books. And my wife plans on playing a DVD every night with about 15 minutes of me reading one of these books for basically daddy time.
And it's worth keeping in mind that these soldiers are off on their first deployment. Yet to assemble and offer their opinions are members of the 39th, who are most likely going back to Iraq a second time. But General Bill Wofford thinks Arkansas is exceptional in its commitment to the National Guard.
2006 was the best recruiting year we've had in 9 years, and I know that's hard to believe.
The Guard has, of course, added some hefty bonuses in the past couple of years to entice soldiers to stay in. But Wofford says he recently asked a high school senior, who's a member of the Guard, what he intended to do next, expecting the student to say he was going on to college. Instead,
he said, I'm going to complete basic training. He said, the rumor is my unit's getting ready to be alerted. He said, then I'm going to go to Iraq with them.
This high school senior is a member of the 39th Combat Brigade Team, which will most likely deploy to Iraq sometime after October. John McChesney, NPR News, Little Rock, Arkansas.